Namo Shakyamunaye Buddhaya. Gratitude to our teachers, gratitude to all the myriad beings supporting the conditions we enjoy for our practice. The following recording consists of a guided body scan meditation and total relaxation. This is a practice best done lying down, but it's most beneficial if we can manage to stay awake for the entire sequence. Hence, from preference, perhaps a good idea not to be in bed or in a space where you normally enjoy sleeping. The invited posture is called in the yoga tradition Shavasana, or corpse pose, meaning lying down full length on the floor. We can use perhaps a yoga mat or a folded blanket underneath for comfort. We can rest our feet about hip width apart and the arms by the sides with the palms of the hands facing upwards. It can be helpful to elevate the knees slightly, for example, on a bolster, a rolled blanket, or a pillow, or some combination. This allows the lower back to relax more fully, to come into full contact with the ground beneath us. It can also be helpful to place a thin pillow or a folded blanket underneath the head if this feels more comfortable, but not too much padding to allow the neck, the cervical spine, to be fully extended and relaxed. As the breath and the heart rate slows, the body will also tend to cool down, so it might be helpful to dress warmly or use a blanket. Using an eye pillow or a folded cloth over the eyes can also be helpful, encouraging the eyes to relax. So while we're gathering any such props that we need, we can also take a moment to make any other preparations we feel might be necessary so that we can remain undisturbed for about 30 minutes or so, closing a door, turning out a light, putting a phone on silent mode, for example. I invite you now then to make any last minute adjustments, whatever you need to enjoy even just that 5 or 10% more comfort that will allow you to remain still for the duration of the practice. Breathing in, we can bring our awareness to our intention for this session, the cultivation of a mind that is calm and attentive, a body that is relaxed and at ease. We know that for this time we've set aside, we can give ourselves permission to let go of thoughts of the past or the future, regrets or anxieties, to wholeheartedly return to the present moment with nowhere to go, nothing to do. We can begin to recollect our awareness, becoming aware perhaps of distant sounds, then gradually those nearer to us. Becoming aware of sensations on the surface of the body, warmth or coolness, sensations of air and clothing on the skin, the weight of the body resting on the earth, the contact points in the feet, legs, the pelvis, the back, shoulders, the head, arms and hands. Coming into contact with sensations of the body, on the surface of the body and inside the body. I invite you now to take a few deep in-breaths in through the nose and deep sighing out-breaths out through the mouth. Relaxing the whole body as you do so, yielding the weight of the body to the embrace of the earth beneath. Allowing yourself to be completely supported, held. Taking one last deep in-breath and deep sighing out-breath, I invite you now to let go of any further need to control the breath in any way, just returning to a natural breath, in and out through the nose, allowing the breath to be just as it is. Breathing in, aware of the coolness of the in-breath as it flows into the body, riding with awareness the sensation of the breath down, down, down into the belly, aware of the rise of the belly as the diaphragm descends, the expansion of the chest as the lungs filled with precious life-giving air, bearing the gift of oxygen from the trees, the forests, gift from the biosphere to our bloodstream, and from there to every cell, tissue, organ, even into the bones. And breathing out, aware of the contraction of the belly back towards the spine as the diaphragm lifts, the condensing of the rib cage as the lungs empty, gifting back to the trees, the carbon dioxide, wastes of metabolism, refreshing every cell, tissue and organ, relaxing the whole body, trusting in, yielding to the support of the vast earth beneath you, allowing tension and distraction to melt away. Breathing in, I invite you now to gently guide your awareness down to the left foot, becoming aware of the sensations that you discover there. Aware of the sides of the foot and the sole of the foot, the upper surface and the ball of the foot, and each of the toes of the left foot in turn. Aware of interior and exterior sensations, the toenails, the skin, muscle, bone. Aware of any sensations at all, warmth or coolness, hardness and softness, spaciousness or density. Perhaps not really aware of any sensation in particular, but nonetheless just resting in the awareness of the presence of the left foot, allowing the experience to be just as it is. And breathing out, letting go of any tension, relaxing completely the whole left foot. Guided by the breath, gently shifting awareness now to the left heel and ankle, hardness and softness, spaciousness or density, skin, muscle, bone, or simply resting in awareness of the existence of that part of the body just as it is. Allowing the out-breath to carry away tension, allowing the weight to be completely supported by the earth. Guided by in-breath and out-breath, shifting awareness now to the left lower leg, shin and calf, the front, the back, the sides of the left lower leg. Aware of the left knee, the sides of the knee, the back of the knee, the front of the knee. Aware of the left upper leg, the thigh and hip, back, the sides, the front, interior and exterior sensation, just as we find it. Aware of mass and density, hardness and softness, tracking sensations, allowing tension, fatigue to melt away into the floor. Shifting awareness now to the left hip. Aware of the head of the femur in the hip socket. Aware of the left side of the pelvis. Guided by in-breath and out-breath. Expanding now awareness part by part. Embracing Once again, the left thigh, knee, the left lower leg and left foot. Becoming aware of sensation in the whole left leg from the tips of the toes to the junction of the hip. Allowing the whole leg to relax completely, letting go of tension. Guided by the breath, gently allowing awareness to shift now to the right foot, aware of the size of the foot, the sole of the foot, the back of the foot, the ball of the right foot and each of the toes in turn. Becoming aware now of the right heel and ankle. The right lower leg, shin and calf. The right knee. The right thigh. The right hip joint and the right side of the pelvis. Aware of interior and exterior sensation just as we find it. Expanding now, awareness once again, taking in sensation in the right hip, thigh, knee and lower leg, the right foot. Becoming aware of sensation in the whole right leg, from the tips of the toes to the junction between hip and pelvis. Expanding still further, taking in the left side of the pelvis, the left hip joint, the left upper leg, knee, lower leg, the foot and each of the toes, in turn, aware of the right and left legs all together from the tips of the toes to the ball of the pelvis, sensation just as we find it, lightness and heaviness, spaciousness and density, hardness and softness. Letting go of tension, allowing it to melt away, allowing the weight of the lower body to be completely supported by the earth beneath. Breathing in, aware once more of the rise of the belly, aware of sensations of the displacement of the abdominal organs into the bowl of the pelvis as the diaphragm descends, aware of the sides of the belly expanding as the breath fills. Breathing out, aware of the sacrum, the base of the spine between the wings of the pelvis, aware of contact with the earth beneath, aware of the lower back. Relaxing completely, allowing tension to melt away into the earth. Guided by in-breath and out-breath, gently allowing awareness to shift now to the middle back. The upper back. Sensing the pressure of the shoulder blades against the floor beneath. Aware with the in-breath of the expansion of the upper chest, sides of the rib cage, expansion of the heart space. Aware of the condensing of the upper chest with the out-breath, allowing the weight of the body to be completely embraced by the earth, tension melting away. shifting awareness to the left shoulder blade, the left side of the upper chest and the armpit. The left upper arm. The left elbow. The left forearm. The left wrist, the heel, and the palm of the hand. The back of the left hand and each of the fingers and thumb in turn. Sensations interior and exterior, fingernail, skin, muscle, tendon and bone. Aware of subtle sensations in the fingertips, palm of the hand perhaps, vibration or tingling. The exquisite sensitivity of touch itself. Breathing in, expanding once again awareness to take in sensation in the left wrist and forearm, elbow, upper arm and shoulder. Aware of sensation in the whole left arm from the tips of the fingers to the left shoulder blade in contact with the earth. Allowing the experience of sensation to be just as it is. Allowing tension to melt away, relaxing completely the whole left arm and hand. Guided by the breath, gently now shifting awareness to the right shoulder blade, aware of hardness, contact with the earth. Aware of the right shoulder and the right side of the upper chest and armpit. The right upper arm. The right elbow. The right forearm. The right wrist, heel of the hand, palm of the hand. The back of the right hand and the thumb and each of the fingers in turn. Fingernails, skin, muscle, tendon and bone. Aware of sensations just as we find them, relaxing completely, letting go of tension. Expanding awareness to take in once again sensations in the right wrists and forearm, the elbow, upper arm, the right shoulder. Aware of sensation in the whole right arm from the tips of the fingers to the right shoulder blade. Guided by in-breath and out-breath, continuing to expand awareness, further embracing sensations in the left shoulder blade, the left arm and hand. Aware of the left and right arms and hands together, the left and right shoulders and shoulder blade. Expanding awareness to include the upper chest, the sides of the chest, the middle and the lower back. Aware of the belly, the rise of the belly with the in-breath. Aware of sensations in the whole upper body. And with the out-breath, relaxing completely, yielding the weight and tension into the vast earth beneath. Completely supported, embraced, letting go of tension, allowing it to melt away. Breathing in, shifting awareness once again to the shoulder blades, the upper chest and the heart space, aware of the expansion of the upper chest with the in-breath as the lungs inflate. Perhaps aware of the beating of the heart. Becoming aware of sensations in the collarbone, the throat and neck, the sides of the neck and the back of the neck. Aware of the back of the head, hardness, the weight of the skull in contact with the earth. Aware of sensations in the left side of the head, the left ear and earlobe, interior and exterior sensations. Shifting awareness to the left temple. The left cheek and jaw. Aware of the chin, the lips and teeth, the tongue and palate. Aware of sensation inside and outside the mouth, roughness and smoothness, fluidity, moisture, dryness, warmth and coolness, any sensations at all. Relaxing in that awareness, allowing it to fulfill the mind. Becoming aware of sensations in the upper lip and nostrils with the in-breath, the coolness of the movement of air, and the warmth of the out-breath, aware of the bridge of the nose. Shifting awareness to the left eye, the eye socket, the left eyelid and eyebrow. The left side of the forehead. The right side of the forehead. The right eyebrow, eyelid, the right eye and the eye socket. Shifting awareness to the right cheek and jaw. The right temple. The right ear, interior and exterior sensations, just as we find them. The right side of the head. Shifting awareness to the crown of the head, that place in the skull which remains soft for some time after our birth. Expanding awareness from that place once again, taking in the back of the head, the left and right sides of the head, the ears, temples, the left and right sides of the jaw, the chin, lips, teeth, tongue, and mouth, the upper lip, nostrils, interior and exterior sensation, the left and right eyes, eyebrows, forehead, aware of the whole head and face, relaxing all the many small muscles. Aware of the weight of the head resting on the earth beneath, relaxing completely the head and neck, allowing any tension to melt away into the floor. Breathing in, expanding awareness once again, embracing also sensations in the neck and throat, shoulders and upper back, left and right, the arms and hands, left and right, the upper chest, the sides of the chest. Aware of the rise of the belly with the in-breath, the sides of the belly. Aware of the bowl of the pelvis, the lower back and sacrum pressing against the earth beneath. Expanding awareness to take in sensation in the left and right hips, the upper legs and knees, the lower legs, left and right, ankles, feet and toes, left and right. Expanding awareness to embrace sensation in the whole body, from the tips of the toes to the crown of the head. Aware of warmth and coolness, heaviness and lightness, perhaps spaciousness and density, hardness, softness, fluidity, vibration, tingling, any sensation at all, or simply aware of the presence of the whole body, sensation just as it is. Allowing this experience to fulfill the mind, allowing tension, fatigue, distraction to melt away into the vast earth beneath, completely supported, completely held, and letting go. And you may wish to continue to enjoy immersion in this whole body awareness and deep relaxation. Or you may wish to conclude your practice here, taking time to gently transition from stillness and interoception, awareness inside the body, to movement and external awareness. We can take a moment to take a note of our experience, aspects we found more easy or more challenging. We can take a note of places in the body where sensation was more accessible or less accessible, more vivid or more vague. We can make note of the themes of any distractions. Keeping the eyes closed, we can gently begin to move our fingers and toes, feet and hands, arms and legs. We can, when we're feeling ready, gently roll over onto our right side if that is comfortable. Still keeping the eyes closed, we can cradle our head on an arm or hand there, gradually becoming more aware of sounds in the room, perhaps. And in our own time, when we feel ready, giving time to allow breathing and heart rate to adjust, keeping the eyes closed if we wish. And with the support of arms and hands pushing against the floor, we can gently transition to a sitting position. And if we wish, still keeping the eyes closed, we can take a moment to direct awareness once again to the heart space, giving rise in the heart and mind a sense, a feeling of gratitude, firstly towards ourselves for having taken the time for this practice, for the cultivation of awareness and relaxation. We can give rise to gratitude towards all the beings that support us in our practice. We also can give rise to a heartfelt wish that other beings may also enjoy some of the benefits of awareness, calm, and ease in mind and body. May they be free from pain and suffering. May they be happy and at peace. And lastly, opening the eyes, transitioning to an awareness of light and form. We are invited to take our time in transitioning gently from this practice where we've cultivated subtle and sensitive awareness, perhaps setting the intention to carry some of this relaxation and ease, the calm we've developed as we move from stillness into action and communication, going about the rest of our day.